We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking next with Jordan Candido. She's the Director of Advancement at Flint Hills Christian School. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. It's always good to get an update from our school. Are you guys closed today?
We are closed today, yes. We had some flex days that we had to work into our schedule, so we gave the kids a long weekend.
Okay, because I thought so. I know when Manhattan Ogden's schools close, I know the Catholic schools usually close. They kind of align, so I figured Flint Hills Christian School is the same.
Yes, well, and it's always a good thing to kind of air out the school, you know, with lots of stuff being passed around that everybody picked up over Christmas break, but we're back on campus. Well, we were on January 4th, but this weekend is just excellent timing where we can just air everything out and have all our teachers back next week.
Yeah, absolutely. A good time for a little bit of a break here, and gets us thinking about what's coming up later this month. January 24th through the 28th is National School Choice Week, and I know you got some information on that.
Yes, I do. This is a much looked forward to week that we have on campus every year, and really it's a national movement to get parents aware of what is out there for education for their students. And in fact, I'll just kind of relay off of their website what this is about. But school choice is the process of allowing every family to choose the K through 12 educational options that best fit their children. And I think that's the best emphasis right there is what best suits your children. There's obviously we have public schools in our area. We have private education. We have a large homeschool community. So there's a lot of different types out there, but being able to have the freedom to make that choice is crucial. And so we're celebrating that here.
And maybe something that people have gotten a little more aware of here the last couple of years during the COVID pandemic. I know that people have made some choices, made some shifts in their lives just because of what has transpired in the pandemic.
Yeah, we're seeing people move around. And now is such a, it's such a perfect time to celebrate this week, if you ask my opinion. Because of that, we've had a lot of online academics happen too, which is really something that's becoming the norm, is doing things online or at home. And so it's really exciting because some kids who perhaps weren't learning in larger class sizes or with a lot of commotion around them are truly finding joy again in learning in different ways.
Can you talk a little bit about the value of a Christian education at Flint Hills Christian School and why this is such a highlight here during National School Choice Week?
Sure. Well, to begin, I want to kind of define what Christian education is. And mind you, kids spend from kindergarten through 12th grade, they spend roughly 16,000 hours within the walls of whatever academic organization that they're enrolled in. And that's huge when it comes to the environments that they're in, the influences that they're around, the things that they learn. So to define what Christian education is for us is a way to establish a positive spirit of academic excellence while simultaneously fostering sincere faith from a young age. So we use this week to remind the families that are even enrolled here who we are. In what we do and what's important for us and gain that focus back during that week.
Do you see a difference in behavior from kids who have a Christian education versus maybe a general public school education? Do you see any, I don't know what the right term is here, but just any behavioral differences, I suppose?
Sure. Sure. Well, it's really important to note that we're a community that strives to do God's will. But we are all human. We are absolutely all human. And our students aren't exempt from that. Our staff is not exempt from that. So there are still things that go on like discipline and accountability. What's really neat here is as life circumstances arise, and they do. Sorry, we got the school buzzers in the background. You can tell I'm at the school. As life circumstances arise, students and families, they're rallied around and supported and prayed for and prayed with and loved. And that's what's the difference. We don't expect our students to be in a bubble, so to speak. We're more like a boot camp of how to be adults, how to move forward and have that strong community. And when these hardships come up, they know how to work through them and overcome them with God by their side. So it's really kind of beautiful to see. My kids go here and I love it.
Yeah. Well, and some people need that. They need that more of that structure in their children. They desire that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. They do. Mm-hmm.
As far as activities, I know at one point we were maybe thinking about some open houses. Is that still happening right now at Flint Hills Christian School?
Yeah. So in partnership with this week that we're celebrating, we have two open houses that are scheduled, because while we use this as a time to remind our parents of school choice and that we're glad they chose us, we also want the community to come in and see who we are and see what we're all about. And so on Tuesday, the 25th, we have a pre-K and kindergarten only open house, and that starts at 6. And that's more of a presentation style type open house, and there's going to be time for tours and things like that. But we really try to tell parents, try to show up as close to 6 as possible. Otherwise, you might miss some information. But that one's really heavily dedicated to pre-K and kindergarten. And then on the 27th, which is Thursday, we open up our building to all grades. So pre-K through 12th grade can come. And that's from 6 to 8, and that's come and go. It's much more casual. In fact, we'll still have our basketball practices going on in our gym. So they'll really get to catch a glimpse of just the normal hustle and bustle that's on our campus. But all of our teachers plan to attend, with the exception of maybe just a few, one or two that I can think of, but also both our principals. So it's a one-stop shop. You can come see the classrooms. You can come see the curriculum. You can ask questions to the principal or the teacher, and your kiddos can see the space as well. And that kind of helps them feel more excited for coming and enrolling in the fall when they've already seen it.
And we've talked before here, enrollment has been up here the last couple of years. I think it's maybe the highest it's ever been.
Yes, it is the highest it's ever been. We are at approximately 220, and these are numbers just off the top of my head, but 220 kiddos right now. And that is, yes, the most enrollment, the highest enrollment. But what's exciting is it's not stopping. So our goal was to have a building that can accommodate 300 kiddos by the year 2030. And we're going to get there much faster than that. So our building is going up, and so is our enrollment. So we're projecting that we'll be about 250 in the fall, maybe even more. We'll see what happens. But it's incredible to think of what's happening.
And we don't hear the sounds in the background right now, but I know that construction is happening on the expansion. What's that looking like right now?
Yes, it's looking like chaos, but that's okay. It's getting there. Every day it looks dramatically different, which is exciting and encouraging when you can tangibly see what we worked so hard for, making progress. So we've got big old beams that are going up. You can see really the rough outline of the building and how much of a footprint it's going to leave on our ground. We have, I think, 12 acres of land is what we have, maybe 15. I might get that wrong. But it takes up quite a bit of that front yard space, which is really neat when you pull up.
It's a beautiful area, that Blue Township area. Love it over there. And it's neat to see that coming to fruition. It's not just there. There's a lot of construction just in that general area right now. I know Green Valley Road and Highway 24 has got a little stuff going on, too. So is there anything else I haven't covered that you want to make sure to get out there to the public today?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it. I just want to reemphasize the open houses that we have on January 25th for pre-K and kindergarten, and then January 27th for pre-K through 12th, starting at 6.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Jordan, we always appreciate the updates, and we'll talk again sometime down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. And stay tuned. We'll hear from Karen Hibbard coming up next from Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau.